This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net, who is in Houston for Commodity Classic. Jim, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
A little bit of mixed trade overnight, a little bit of consolidation, at least on the corn and the bean side of the equation. We did see a little bit of pressure on the wheat side of the equation. We're through that gut slot of farmers that had to just make that bad decision, to be quite honest, Mark. It was either price these grains at really, poor prices or make the roll. But that that deadline was yesterday for 98% of the elevators. First notice day for the March contract is tomorrow morning. So if you have a March contract, if you're long, you risk delivery if you don't get out of it today. So everyone was forced out. I think that hopefully relieves some of the selling pressure right now. The funds are still carrying that huge short position, but I'm not sure who's left to really add on to it. So we would hopefully look for this thing to start to bottom out sooner than later and maybe try to get that spring rally we're all looking for.
Jim, you mentioned the traders and the commitments of traders report that we got recently. I wanted to ask you, what did you, the takeaway from you specifically, some of those numbers and some of those benchmarks, it was really pretty remarkable.
It was incredibly impressive. I mean, I was surprised. I mean, to see the funds build this big of a short, especially this time of year, it's ended. So, that's what stretched this market down to the downside, which I know has frustrated so many producers. But, I look at it, Mark, kind of like a rubber band. They've stretched it so hard to the bear side. I would expect them to kind of rebound, at least lighten up quite a bit, potentially go long. Remember, we've got a long summer ahead of us. I don't tell you, out in Iowa, it is still very dry. So we'll see how the spring planting goes. We'll see how the growing season goes, but not just here, but also in South America. The safrinha crop still being planted. We got to see how that crop does. That's the crop that gets exported. If their monsoon season would shut down a little bit early, that'll be a game changer. That could drive demand here.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
March corn down 1.25 at 407 even. March soybeans down 5 even at 1126.25. On the Merck, April live cattle down 12 cents at 187.60. March feeder cattle down 50 cents at 252.50. April lean hogs up 40 cents at 86.30. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.